American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 100. Here is the translated text as follows. Dacta 68. American State Trials. Cross-examined. I have never seen epilepsy combined with the form of insanity known as irresistible impulse. There is a form of insanity known as homicidal mania, when a person, knowing right from wrong, has no power over the will. I have never known an epileptic to commit suicide. Epilepsy would not be more likely to produce a disturbance of intellect in later life if it began in early youth, unless the attacks were very frequent. It has, however, been known to be fatal in a few attacks. According to authorities on homicidal mania, the subject, besides the lack of power over the will, tries to kill or do violence to those dearest to him, such as parents, children, etc. It shows an entire perversion of feeling. Insanity is often very difficult to determine. It is detected by the conduct of the individual. Some kinds are easily detected. Raving mania can be detected unless feigned. Imbecility is easily detected by appearance or by conversation. Raving mania or imbecility is most generally feigned. I have never personally known a case of feigned insanity. I have never seen a case reported of feigned monomania. While in the almshouse in Philadelphia, I knew of cases where patients frequently concealed their insanity to get out. They did not deceive the keeper. I have seen great ingenuity on their part to make the keeper think them sane. The capacity to reason is not compatible with mania, unless in lucid intervals. It is not incompatible with monomania. In homicidal mania, a person seems to be laboring under great distress, with oppressive thoughts, and openly commits the act. Sometimes they desire punishment and do not attempt to conceal the crime. He seems to labor under some oppressive burden of thought and appears relieved after the commission of the act. In committing the act in such a case, the books state that the person thinks he is doing his duty. In homicidal mania, I don't know of a case where a person flees to avoid the result of the act. They generally attempt the act at the first occasion that presents itself. Beverly H. Robertson. I am an officer of the Army, stationed in Richmond, Virginia. I am a first lieutenant. I first saw the prisoner at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. I was stationed there with him until July 1854. Then we crossed the plains as far as Fort Union, in New Mexico, together. I have not seen him since then, the last of August 1854, until I saw him here. I never saw any symptoms of his being deranged. He was like ordinary men as far as I could see. I saw no insanity nor symptoms of derangement of any kind. I know of his having no epileptic fits during that time, nor did I hear of his having any. The duties of a first or orderly sergeant in a company are to keep its books, call the rolls, etc. It is the most important office in the company. An insane man or idiot could not discharge the duties of that office. Cross-examined. I think a man supposed to be insane could not have been permitted to hold that post. I know he would not. I was the officer of the day while he was corporal of the guard. The position must indicate his character. If he was suspected of having epileptic fits, he would not have been allowed to hold such a position.